I need you to make me smile after that. Can you handle it?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
Doing good. How are
you? Good to visit with you.
Sir.
Harvey, say a few words about this gentleman who's joining us, who they call White Lightning.
They call him White Lightning? Why do they call him that?
Talk to me.
He's not fast, if that's what you're asking. No, I've just gotten the opportunity to watch him play every day for the last 2 years of practice and all that. And I think, well, I learned a long time ago not to bet against him. I'll just put it like that. So whatever that means, whatever you want to take that for. He's had some, the expectations for him coming into high school were pretty high, and somehow he exceeded them. I don't know how. So I don't bet.
I need you to identify him.
Well, his name's Charlie. Hi.
Say, I need
Charlie
you
Hi.
To, I need you to identify
Charlie High,
our guest.
Record-breaking quarterback.
Thank you, Richard.
11,000 yards passing
11,
in 2 years. 135 touchdowns.
11,000.
2 years. Two Mr. Footballs. Two state championships. 3-1 against Alcoa.
That was probably the biggest one.
That's the biggest one.
That's crazy when that means more state championships, but
right.
That's
national record.
That's sort
for
of reality.
National record for career completion percentage. And he's not throwing screens, though. He's throwing the ball downfield. I mean, he's
Charlie, you could have gone and done anything. You could have gone. You had other opportunities, but you chose to come back here.
Yes, sir.
And stay here and do your thing. And some people would say, why? But I'm not going to ask you that. You're not afraid of a challenge, are you?
No, sir. I was just really wanting to see if I could make an ET. I didn't want to go to Tennessee Tech, then always regret not having taken a shot at UT. So, I mean, if this doesn't work out, I always have the option to go back to Tennessee Tech.
Absolutely.
And Coach Brown talked to me about that, and he said, if it's your dream to go to UT, just go to UT, try it. I don't want you being at Tennessee Tech, moping around wishing that you were at UT. So I took him up on it and decided to go to UT.
And you have the orange and white tie on today.
Yes, sir.
And you have an opportunity as an invited walk-on. And I understand that Butch Jones shared with you that part of his background is now your background.
Right.
Talk to us about that, the overlap.
I'm just glad that we can kind of relate and that he understands what's going on with me and being a shorter guy. But it helps that I'm taller than him, so that kind of helps. But but I think he understands what I'm going through, and he told me that he would give me an actual shot, and it's going to be a lot tougher with Dobbs coming, I think.
Absolutely.
Dobbs and Riley
right.
Ferguson, so I'm just going to have to work every bit as hard and even work harder.
And you know, the reality is that everybody walks in on unequal footing at first.
Right.
Those guys are going to get, you're going to be the guy that gets the table scraps.
Right.
But it's kind of been that way for you, hasn't it? I mean, when you're your size, I'd imagine you've had to prove yourself at many levels, haven't you?
Yes, sir. It's always, I've always been buying my time just with working under Quinn at CAK and just dying to play quarterback, and I finally do. And I think that if I get a chance, I'll take every bit of advantage of it.
Harvey, he looks like a quarterback. He's got kind of those bright eyes. You know what I'm saying? I judge people by their eyes.
I don't feel comfortable sitting next to you right now. You're snuggled up next to David.
You're bright-eyed. You're bright-eyed.
I really don't feel comfortable staring in my eyes like that.
Not as bright-eyed as me, but close.
You think Harvey's bright-eyed?
Don't answer that. He's baiting you. He's already snuggled up next to Davis. And now we're calling quarterbacks bright-eyed.
What about the opportunity to roll with those other two guys,
Brett and Josh?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's cool. I mean, I think it's the other way around. They get to be with me.
I like. Hey, listen, I like you. You can play for me, man.
Thank you.
The bottom line with you is that all you want in this situation is an opportunity. How early will you determine if you're getting an opportunity?
I think by after this year, I think by next spring, I'll see where I'm at, and if it's for me. If not, then I'll probably transfer to a place like Tennessee Tech. So I think by next spring, that's what I'm going for.
Something that we've talked about is Nathan Peterman's going to be a redshirt freshman.
Right.
Worley's going to be a junior, I guess. But Peterman's a freshman. Dobbs is a freshman. And Ferguson's a freshman. So the likelihood of a freshman starting next year is pretty good. Because I think Worley's
right.
the fourth best out,
no, that's
out
right.
of
that's
I think
right.
Worley's the fourth best.
That's right.
So the truth is, if one of those freshmen gets a shot and plays well, the chances of you playing are, I mean, it's not good.
Right.
Right? So is that that's part of your...
But here's the other side of this.
Yeah.
This is just from my perspective, just seeing how these things work out. All those guys that you just mentioned
right.
can all play.
Right.
And they're not going to stick around.
That's true, though. You're right.
So the depth chart will have a tendency to work itself out.
Well, that's a great point.
And so when he's sitting there in the spring, maybe he has a chance to reassess, hey, where is this thing going?
Well, the situation could come that one of those three guys starts.
Absolutely.
One or two of those guys transfer.
Yeah.
And so spring practice, it might be Worley,
yeah.
him, and whoever played. So it could be just three quarterback campus while they're recruiting for the next year.
Right.
So that could happen.
Give Josh Smith your headphone, Harvey. I want him to sit in here with
you. Are you telling me to give up my...
Yeah.
For a,
give it up, man. Give it up.
For that little punkin' clown?
Give it up for Lent. Come on, let's bring him in here. Because, Charlie, I've got a question that I think is really pertinent to our conversation today. Now I want to know something, Josh, as I congratulate you. Congratulations, man.
Well, thank you.
Harvey's got kind of a big...
Yeah, he's a big head.
Big head. And very little brain. I don't know how that... I don't know how that's worked for him, but it's gotten him this far. So share with me, as I congratulate you, who made who here? Did you make him or did he make you? Now, I'm serious about this.
It was a little bit of both. Without him, I wouldn't have had the season that I had. But without me and Davis and Frank, he wouldn't have had the season that he had.
That's true. So. And then without Brett, none of us would have had the season.
So it all starts with your offensive line.
Right.
How important is it for you to get the opportunity? You're a white wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's such a thing in life as a minority,
mm-hmm.
and then there's white wide receivers.
Yeah.
How important is it for you to? That's kind of like the other. You're like the other white meat. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Yeah.
How important is it for you to, as a local kid, show out when you've been given this opportunity?
I've been asked that question a lot. The only thing I can say is that first practice, you got to really make a statement to all those people, especially the commitments right now. I am the only white receiver but committed there, but... I'm just excited because I love to compete. I love when people are in front of me, and I like to work harder than them. And so we'll see when first practice comes.
Because your story is that you went to a couple camps
mm-hmm.
and blew some people away. Like you went from off the radar to right in the middle of the fire. Did it surprise you when that happened? Were you expecting that to happen when you went against those national kids?
Mm-hmm.
Were you expecting that to happen? Did you think you'd measure up?
Well, I mean, deep down I knew I could play football, but
right.
I've never really gone against guys that were really
world class speed.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Yeah.
And then when I got that chance, I was super excited. And then I didn't really know we got a spark rating for when I went to that camp, and
right.
so I just went out and just play. I mean, I just played.
You had no idea that there are scouts here and people are looking at me. And
no idea.
I'm just going to be, we're going to blow up here.
No idea.
A guy like Charlie who doesn't have the measurables, okay, you've been gifted, and I'm kind of in his camp mm-hmm. athletically, but he's bright-eyed and intelligent, and he's a great, well, that's true. Nobody's as horrible an athlete as I am. I guess what I'm saying is, though, in athletics, I used to look at guys like you, and I used to say, I wish disease and malaria and, well, no, I'm just kidding. But guys like yourself who have the tremendous athletic ability, when you look at a guy like him who has great ability and then he maximizes it, do you believe if given the opportunity he'll be able to do it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Charlie's the kind of guy that competes. I think he likes that competition where he's not that number one anymore, but I think he is capable of getting to that point of being that number one again. I believe in him, and I think he believes in me in the same. So.
Well, I know from your perspective, you had a chance. You went to Florida, and I think you were down in
Louisiana.
And I know that the former Vol defensive back, help me out here,
J.J. McCleskey,
is extremely high on you, and he believes that if given the opportunity, you're going to be able to do it. Right. I mean, you got guys like that who have played at the highest level. That's gotta feel pretty good to you.
Yes, sir. And it was just awesome going down there and really show me how hard I have to work, how hard it is to be a walk-on, and just don't give up. And he didn't. And then he went on to have a great UT career, and then went on to the league for about 8 years.
Yeah, he didn't. Exactly. And from your perspective, give me some of the names of the guys, because I'm sure you didn't even realize at the time, hey, these guys are national. Mm-hmm. Who were some of the guys that were there that you were competing against when you first went out there?
Brendan Langley.
Uh-huh.
Brendan Langley, he's committed to Georgia. He was mm-hmm. committed to South Carolina. He actually went to UT camp when I went, and he got interviewed down in where he's from, and they asked him about the camp, and he said it was really good, but there's this one white guy that I couldn't guard, and so that's really actually what got my name.
What in the world, dude?
Yeah.
Who's this white lightning?
Exactly, but that's what got my name out there a lot. So hats off to him. So thank you.
But that's kind of what it's about, though, right?
Yeah.
And from your perspective, I mean, guys that see people that can play. But there is a certain kind of thing where people look at you because you're white, and they assume you can't run.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you just got to prove them wrong. And I think we've done that at CAK. We've proved a lot of people wrong, and I think that's what we live by, and I think I like it. So keep it coming.
I want to thank both you guys, in fact, all you guys today for coming, and Davis as well, and Brent as well, and even to some extent that living brain donor moron piece of human debris that that tweeted Brett what he tweeted him. I just cannot. How have you been received locally? I mean, are you having the same thing? You're going to tell me the same thing these guys have said, which is you're marked first of all when you play. We know that.
Yeah.
When you play against.
Yeah.
But fans, because you're local,
mm-hmm.
they don't think you can play.
Oh yeah.
Have you experienced that at all?
Oh yeah. I get that
quite a bit. And does it bother you? Does it motivate you?
Well, it motivates me more than bothers me. I feel like, I mean, we played both sides of the ball in high school, and it wore me out. But, I mean, that's no excuse to be out of shape. But in college, I'll be on that one side of the ball and give my all energy to offense. And so I think it'll be a little bit easier than playing both ways. But I'm just excited to prove a lot of people wrong.
Well, I want to thank both you guys for coming today and sharing part of your big day with us. Goodness knows you got better things to do than hang out with me. Good gosh. But appreciate both you guys joining us, and congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Good stuff, man.
Appreciate it.
Good seeing you guys.